Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this first day of winter, December 21st, 2022. And tonight, this is Pledge Week. And so I got to give you those numbers right out of the chute because people keep yelling at me. Give them the number. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, way in the back room, way in the boiler room, we have back there Randy and Eric manning the phones. And his right on his position, at his post, right, we have none other ready to rumble. Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. It's a wild day. Everyone's, all the stations are full today.
Already. And in here, waiting. She wants to say hello. Go ahead, do it.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. That was Little Lisa. Now, way out yonder in the back roads of Missouri. The parson, Joe Larson.
I'm here, ready to go to work. A child of the kingdom I am.
And, well, she's the medicine marm, the all-natural apothecary lady, Miss Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor. I'm here to go.
All right. We gotta tune these folks in because they're kind of low. Either that or I got to turn my volume way up here. Okay. Yeah, Wendy, you're coming in a little low.
But can you hear me now?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, you just got to talk. Use your preacher's voice. Alrighty, we have a lot to talk about tonight. And first of all, I want to say pledges already. We have Ty and Candy from Arkansas pledged $300. And Miss Wendy Wilson pledged $740. So thank you. Alrighty. We want to start tonight, and we're going to pick it up where we left off. And the title of the message was Christmas, Where It All Started and How It Led to the Savior's Birth. And boy, it's been an interesting message, very interesting, because we kind of went to the place before time was, and it was very interesting. So let's pick it up in Jeremiah chapter 23. Joe, read verses 5 through 8.
All right. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
Okay, I think before we go any farther, I can tell the crackling's on Joe's line, right? Okay, Joe, yeah, maybe you should call back in, okay. And so, well, he's going to call back in, Wendy. Here, what do we see here is Jeremiah is contrasting this, all the present corrupt leaders of that day with the leader that's coming, the righteous king. Now, Zedekiah was the last one legitimate, went on the throne of David, in the line of David, and the next in line to sit on that throne is the Messiah, and he will be the last one, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and he is going to be that righteous judge. He's going to be the righteous king to sit upon that branch. And so, and the king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. So that starts during the millennial kingdom, Wendy.
Yep.
And guess what? We'll be serving right there with him. And so we'll be serving in different, you know, capacities. Some of us will be, I believe, like governors, others like mayors, so on and so forth. But we will be serving during that time and governing all during that millennial kingdom, and we'll be doing it with glorified bodies. What do you think of that?
I think that'll be awesome.
Yeah, well, you'll be out of business because you won't need any need for any medicines.
Right.
They're going to be growing on trees.
Right.
You know, the old saying, money don't grow on trees. Well, in this case, medicine will, huh?
Right.
And so I kind of think that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. There won't be anybody sick. Yeah.
And so,
well, I know one thing. We won't be paid in gold and silver because from what my understanding, if the streets of heaven are paved in gold, I don't want to be paid in gravel.
Well, we won't need any pay. Okay, so there you go.
I was making a joke about being paid in gravel because that's what heaven uses for gold for gravel.
Now, just think of all the things we're going to miss, right? Electric bills, tax, income taxes. Just think of all of the things out there we're going to miss.
Poison oak, poison ivy, chicks, tiggers.
No, much worse. Yep. How about all that is woke?
Oh, yes, that would be good.
Are you going to miss? You know what I saw today? Here's what I saw today on the news. They had a pedophile. Our White House was reduced to this. Our White House, there it was with a symbol of the United States of America, the presidency. And there you sat there. You had a pedophile giving awards to a drag queen. You know, Zelensky was a drag queen. He was a drag queen. On Fox News, they actually showed, of course they didn't show the whole thing, Zelensky and another drag queen, I don't know how to say this, but they were supposedly playing a piano with their penises. This is, now that was right on Fox. That's what he's famous for. And so here you've got this drag queen at the White House. This is what our White House has been reduced to. This is what the Democratic Party is about. This is the best of the Democratic Party. Okay, a pedophile in chief giving a reward to a drag queen. That's where we're at today in America. So let me ask you this. We'll ask Wendy, see if she knows the answer. Hey, Wendy, while we're during that millennial kingdom, while we're governing with glorified bodies, where are all the woke of today going to be?
Oh, going to be there.
No, they're going to be in hell.
The real estate says the key word you got to remember: location, location, location.
Yep. It's not going to bode well for him, is it? So here, now let's go.
Location.
Here, I just want to read you Jeremiah 23, verse 23. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth with, saith the Lord. I've heard what the prophet said. The prophecy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. Well, boy, I'm telling you, if that's not like today, if that is not today in America. So, Joe, turn over to Matthew chapter 1, and let's start in verse 18. In Matthew chapter 1.
I'm sorry, where are we going, Pastor?
Matthew chapter 1. And we start in verse 18. Here.
And how far?
Well, just read verse 18 and 19 and then pause.
All right. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
All right. Well, there were three parts to a Jewish marriage there. The first part was the three steps, you might say. The families, the two families, would get together and they would agree to the union. Normally, something like that, one of the customs was, it was like a custom that a Jewish man would go to the marketplace or wherever, and when he would see the woman he would like, then he would follow her home. You know, walk at a distance, and then he would go and he would knock on her door and ask to see her father. And then he would ask the father if she was betrothed. If not, he would ask for her hand, before he even asked the woman. And what do you think of that, Wendy?
Well, I think it's interesting, but that's just a preliminary. They still haven't exchanged the cup of wine yet.
Well, not just that. No, what comes next, though, is they make a public announcement, okay? They announce, well, if she says yes, then they make an announcement, and then that is known as the betrothal, the betrothal. Now, here, when the betrothal took place, that means that the woman was espoused to the man. Now, it was similar to what, you know, when we're engaged.
Right.
But there's a difference. This was a legal binding contract. Once the woman was espoused to a man, the only way that she could get out, she'd actually have to have a paper of divorcement. Now, here, if, say, she was caught, say, in this case, if she was found with child, other than by the Holy Ghost, then the man could have her put away. He could actually have her stoned, okay? Or he could humiliate her publicly, okay? Now, in this case here, Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, have a private
annulment.
Yeah, annulment, if you will. Now, here, let me just read on. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, the son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which she conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, can you just imagine this, right? imagine you're Joseph, and obviously Mary's showing, and you know she's pregnant, and so Joseph would probably be thinking of all the men that he knew that might be a candidate, you know. And here, then Mary says, "Well, no, God got me pregnant." Now, if anyone had told him that other than God himself, do you think he'd have believed it? What do you think, Wendy?
No, he wouldn't have.
I mean, well, would you have?
Well, it sounds implausible, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, God got you pregnant. I mean, who has God ever gotten pregnant, right?
Yeah, never happened before.
All right. And does God mess with women? You know, not likely, right? But now here's the different things. What was the dream? What was the goal of all of the young Jewish women of that day? Is that they would be the one chosen to bring in the Messiah.
Messiah, right.
Okay, so let me ask you this. The fact that God chose Mary, what does that tell you about Mary?
Well, it tells you that she was living a near perfect life.
She was blessed. Among all the women that he could have chose, he chose Mary. It means what God knew her heart inside and out, huh?
Right.
Right.
And not only that, but do you think God knew exactly what decision she would make in every kind of instance going forward?
Yep, he'd know.
Okay. And so when the Lord told her that, when Gabriel told her that she would be blessed amongst women, today, is there any woman on earth known as well as Mary?
Well, I don't believe so.
You'd be right. She's the best known woman, the most known woman throughout history, and she was the blessed amongst all women. And so we go on.
And well, here we too have something unique. We have the angel of the Lord himself coming to Joseph. You can't get any closer to the truth than that.
Absolutely. And
I mean,
so
he is Logos. He is the Word of God himself, God in the flesh, coming to see Joseph in a dream. That would have to be pretty shocking to Joseph.
Well, it had to be shocking to Joseph, but let me tell you, too, Joseph was absolutely, totally, positively convinced of who he was, because he would have been taking a lot of criticizing and a lot of from the people on that day.
Oh, his whole family would suffer. They would suffer ridicule in the family. They could be banished. I mean, all kinds of bad things coming at him. His reputation, family's reputation, lots to lose.
Absolutely. So he goes on to say, "And she shall bring forth a son, and she shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph raised up from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus." Now, let me read that again and tell me what he's actually saying here, right? "And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus."
There was no carnal contact between the two until after childbirth.
Yeah, he didn't sleep with her.
Okay, so now here there's a number of false teachings today. One of the false teachings is that Mary had no other children.
Yeah. Wrong.
And so one of those some teach that the four brothers was were actually cousins, and the sisters were actually cousins. The problem with that is the word that was used there for brother means of the same womb, of the same womb. So if you're of the same womb, it's not likely that you're cousins, is it?
Nope.
Okay. And so here, now what's the other problem? Now, there are those that teach that Jesus was the youngest and not the oldest of the stepbrothers. He was the youngest and not the oldest. Now, what's the problem with that? Let me read this again. Then, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took him into his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn
son.
Okay, so do you know how they explain that? Let's ask Wendy if you know how they explain that. Seventh-day Adventists and some others. They say that... Pardon?
I don't know how they explain that.
Here's how they explain it. That Joseph was married previously and had sons by another woman, and she apparently... he was apparently a widower. So
how many sons did Joseph and Mary have?
They had five sons and at least two daughters.
Okay, so, and then Jesus would have been the sixth.
No. No, Jesus would have been the...
No, I mean in the family.
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
He would have been the fifth.
Oh, okay.
They had four stepbrothers.
Okay.
But the other part they are missing is... right there. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. The virgin must deliver a child, and if Joseph sleeps with her, she's no longer a virgin.
Well, yeah, but let me ask you this. Would she have been doing her wifely duties to Joseph if she had not slept with him or given him no more children?
Well, after she completed what God had asked her, then she was to be Joseph's wife and do the duties of a wife.
Absolutely. In fact,
the man is God, the father, is in charge until birth.
Absolutely.
He's still always in charge, but as... up until then, she is faithful to God, not her husband. She's faithful to her husband when they become man and wife in the normal sense of a marriage.
Well, I tell you, we sure have a miraculous God. And just think about this. You know, God's ways are so much higher than man's ways. Now, here, when he came into this world to breathe the light of the world and to stop out death. He came in this world as the Savior and to destroy death and hell. So here you had Satan, worse than any Democrat, okay, out there, the biggest evil ever, and the most powerful evil ever. And so what did God send to battle that evil? A child, okay? And what did Satan try to do? He did everything he could.
He tried to have the child killed, for one.
Right, okay. And Herod, of course, Herod, you know, was being used of Satan for that very purpose there, too. But how many times did that happen? How many times did Satan try to destroy... Remember Queen Esther and Mordecai?
Mm-hmm. All the Jews were to be killed.
All the Jews, okay. And so remember...
Moses, back at the time of Moses, all the men, child.
Yep.
Were to be murdered, that would break the line of the Christ were to come in.
And here now, all the male children from 2 years old and under were to be killed. And so, there you go. And we're up against a heartbreak, folks. This is Pledge Week, and we haven't had any phone. We had one call. Oh no, we had two. Let me see. Mel in Florida pledges 20, and Rose in New York pledges 50. Thank you, thank you. The numbers are 888-281. We really need to hear from you. We really got to hear from you tonight. We really do. 1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Long lay the world
Gloria in New York pledged 200. Andrea in Illinois pledged 500. And Anonymous pledged 2,000. And I know who that Anonymous was. And I thank you, all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty, we're back. And now we want to go with Wendy. What's up in your world?
What's up in the world? Well, you know, Pastor, over the years, we've seen some things that have been revealed regarding, you know, risk and the damage drugs can sometimes do. You know, another reveal we recently had was, you know, the vaccine treatments and what vaccines can bring, right?
You wouldn't believe the articles I've got right here. Let's see. In one country, they're having to use as garages to store the bodies because so many people are dying from the poisonous. Oh, Norway. The massive increases in number of dead forces funeral homes in Norway to store the dead in garages.
Wow.
There you go. Well, you know, that poisonous poke really works.
Yes, in that regard. Well, you know, people are kind of figuring it out that not all treatment medicine offers is a cure. And we've also been learning if modern medicine says there is no cure, it really means they don't offer one, but it doesn't mean the illness can't be cured. Now, in December, Pastor, this year, 2022, the University of Vienna had some interesting things to reveal about the cholesterol drugs or the statin drugs. And how it risks our bone health. This was researchers at University of Vienna medical unit called Complexity Science Hub, and they found that when you're using your cholesterol, the statin drugs, it damages the bone. The report said the drugs, quote, impair bone quality. And by the way, Australian health professionals in 2019 had previously reported the bone health of Australian patients at deteriorated while they were taking statin drugs, and that research did get published in the Journal of Biomedicine and Pharmotherapy. Here's a quote from the Vienna study. They said, this is the first study to prove the connection between a high dose of statins and osteoporosis. The results of our new study confirm those of a previous analysis of the Australian population in 2019. This was also demonstrated in an animal study showing the cause and effect relationship. Cause and effect. And so the research showed, for the first time, a dose-dependent link between the drug and causing osteoporosis. They also said that the researchers stated that lower doses may prevent osteoporosis, but they weren't definitely sure. Let me ask you this, Pastor. When is a drug removed from the market?
It used to be a drug was removed from the market. It used to be when people were getting injured, sick, or dying from it.
Right. So if there's going to be a drug recall, a prescription or an over-the-counter medicine would be removed if it's found to be defective or also called adulterated, or it has the potential to be harmful. So from the journal Biomedicine, they said the Australian Health Database of over 7.9 million Australians found 353,502 statin users. And of that, 11,701, or 33%, developed the condition of osteoporosis. That's a pretty big percentage.
Let me ask you this, you know, for... And I'm asking this for Joe's because Joe probably wouldn't know what a statin drug is. So if Joe was to go into and get a drug, how would he know if the drug was a statin drug or not?
Well, you can type the drug name into your search engine and it would tell you. I tell people to research their medicines. So if you type the drug name in your Google, for instance, and then also type the word side effects, not only will you get all the information on the drug, but WebMD will list you the rare as well as the common side effects on the drug. But it'll tell you if it's a statin drug.
Well, what does statin mean?
Well, it's an anti-cholesterol medicine.
Okay. It's a type of medication then.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to lower the bad cholesterol, the LDL, but keep the good HDL cholesterol. But cholesterol drugs before the new ones, they say do that, but the first generation didn't. It just removed all cholesterol. And we'll get to why cholesterol is important in a minute.
See, the reason I used Joe's name, because I didn't want you to know that I didn't know that.
Well, the FDA is supposed to move to protect consumers. Now, recently they did move to protect consumers by removing a skin lightening product sold over the counter because they said it caused side effects of a skin rash, swelling, and discoloration. Well, I would think the FDA would want to also take action regarding the statin medicine because it's causing harm to people's bones, don't you think?
Well, you would think so, but
right.
I don't suppose the amount of profit or money being made off these drugs weighs in, does it?
Well, it does. Here's what the University of Vienna, this was Dr. Michael Littner, he said, our goal is to investigate whether continued use or long-term exposure to the statin drugs dose would promote detrimental effects on bone as observed thus far in humans. We found in the statistical research that 138,666 men and 155,055 postmenopausal women who did receive doses of statins for at least a year were at a higher risk of bone damage compared to a comparable group of nearly 500,000 men and women not taking the medication. They go on and said, using our 3D imaging technique, we found that when examining the bones, that volume and thickness were affected by the cholesterol-lowering medication in both men and women. And in males, the trabecular femur became spongy and porous and reduced by 42%. In females, it was reduced by 34%. That's big. That's, you know, you lose that kind of bone, that's huge.
So Don't they have a commercial that sells some kind of product, I think I've seen on TV, that's supposed to build up your bone density for older women. They've been selling it for quite a while. It's almost like one causes it, they make one to fix the problem.
Yeah, Fosamax, Boniva, there's a few of them. Some of them are injectable. Do your research on them. Some of them can create necrosis of the bone. In other words, they cut off the blood flow to the bone, and the bone dies. So you got to be careful there.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, there's 100,000 females that lose their lower jaw every year when they're taking the Fosamax drug.
You're kidding me. I've never heard of such a thing.
Right. They have to remove your lower jaw, half your face.
Wow.
So, they said, based on the data we analyzed, people that are taking high doses of statins are 4 to 6 times more likely to develop osteoporosis, and the risks were consistent with previous data from the 2019 analysis. And so they had some suggestions. The Australian and the Vienna research on the cholesterol statin drugs, it provided evidence that this common medication can promote serious side effects on bone metabolism and impact future treatments. So they said, unfortunately, the scientists were suggesting, you know, maybe the doctors should monitor people and their bones while they're taking this drug. And, of course, bone monitoring would cost extra money to the patient, wouldn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, or to the insurance company that doesn't want to pay.
Everything could cost extra money to the patient.
No, but they also suggested to put the patients that were on statins on a, quote, specific therapy for osteoporosis. Again, additional money. And do you know what they suggested as that therapy, Pastor?
Uh-oh. What?
Calcium supplements with vitamin D3. Yeah. So does anyone think this is insane? To cause bone health risks through a drug therapy for cholesterol, which is your cholesterol is necessary for the body to function, but then add a supplement and bone monitoring? I think that's ridiculous. But now the Vienna folks had some advice for Big Pharma, and I have to laugh at this. The University of Vienna scientists had parting words of wisdom. And for the drug companies, they said this: from the big data point of view, our results demonstrated that it is possible to discover concrete evidence, scientific evidence, of new adverse effects for some of the most prescribed medications. They wanted to say, you might want to try reproducing the study using big data before undergoing costly experiments. And without doing any interventions on humans, the data analysis can be done in a couple of weeks, end of quote. So they're chiding them. They didn't do their homework, right?
I got to break in here, and I've got to give the phone numbers out. We've got about an hour of programming left, and we are way, way, way short of our goal. And so Linda in New York pledges $200. Donna in Cleveland pledges $400. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Donna. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Alrighty, we are 4,400 short of our goal right now tonight. 4,400. So we've got about 1 hour to raise that. And so...
Okay.
excuse me. Well, didn't hit the call button.
We got some more info if we got time.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, so basically they were kind of chiding the drug companies, you know, you didn't do your homework on this drug. But the point I want to make clear is, you know, these the raw data on this research usually doesn't see the light of day. Okay, the FDA doesn't see that stuff. And whenever they do their, you know, studies on their drugs, their clinical trials, and I call that plausible deniability. They don't want to know. So if there's anything negative or damaging, any side effect that turns up in the research, they often don't want to look for problems. So that's why they never test their drugs to see if they cause cancer. They don't want to know. Now, Pastor, is cholesterol natural?
Yeah, I believe it is. I think we all have natural cholesterol.
Right. Your body manufactures cholesterol for a lot of metabolic functions. When you remove it, you'll cause misfunction or malfunction in different areas of the body. So here are the benefits of cholesterol. It maintains cell membranes and structures and helps your cells to maintain normal body temperature. Also, it helps make hormones critical for a lot of functions, such as testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen. Also, the liver uses cholesterol to make bile for you be able to digest fats. And cholesterol insulates your nerve endings. And the body uses cholesterol to make vitamin D from sunshine. So you're not going to get your vitamin D if you lower your cholesterol.
I don't understand what, because you always hear the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol.
Right, the LDL and the HDL.
So how do you know what the...
Well, you know, we're being told that by medical science. They say cholesterol is this waxy stuff and they can cause you health problems, cardio problems, stroke problems, and all this stuff. But there's never been really any studies that prove that. And cardiologists have spoken up.
You know what? Now, obviously, that is way out of my field. Way out of my field. But I always thought what you just said. That's what I always believed that.
Well, we got some helpful hints. This is Dr. Daniel Steinberg, University of California School of Medicine. He advises his patients to eat more foods with antioxidants that will naturally lower bad LDL by 70%. James Anderson, University of Kentucky College of Medicine, he advises his patients to eat cooked dried beans daily to lower bad cholesterol by 20%. He said all kinds of beans work, and they will boost your healthy HDL cholesterol. There's been over 25 studies, Pastor, on oats lowering cholesterol by 16%. And one perfect herb used for balancing cholesterol is garlic. Over 20 studies showing if you eat 3 cloves a day, it reduces the LDL cholesterol by up to 30%. Eating nuts seems to be helpful, especially almonds. Dr. Gene Spiller advises his patients to eat 3.5 ounces per day, and over a 30-day period, you'll reduce your cholesterol by 22 points. And they say avocados will drop the bad LDL cholesterol by 10%, according to Australian cardiologist at Wesley Medical Center in Queensland. So, you know, the thing is healthy cholesterol was 300 before cholesterol drugs were developed. Did you know that?
Was 300?
Yep.
Now they tell you it's supposed to be way less than that, isn't it?
200, yeah. Under 200, yeah.
Huh.
So they lower the bar, usually, so more people have to be put on the stuff. Now, if you look at people in different countries, like Mediterranean area, they drink gobs of olive oil. They use avocados. You would think their cholesterol was through the roof, but it's not. You know, they get a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in the diet, so they don't have heart disease, cancer, or diabetes there because of how they eat. And they do eat fish and they do eat meats, but they really limit their meats to about 4 ounces per serving, and they do lots of fruits and vegetables. So it's, and if you remember, Pastor, before this flood, everybody just ate plants and they lived to be, what, 600 years?
Well, Adam lived over 900 years.
Okay. But then you get the flood and you get the meats, and we were reduced to 120 years.
Yeah, and the animals a lot less than that.
So it matters what you put in the body is the point. I tend to rely on God's medicine. I think trauma care in modern medicine, we tend to rely on that if we need it. But, you know, this drugs for life stuff is not really drugs are really not cures. They're crutches. I mean, if you kick a crutch out, what happens? You fall down. So if you're on drugs for life, you have to wonder, with all these drug shortages we keep seeing posted on the CDC and the FDA's website, what would happen if you couldn't get a metabolic drug that you rely on for a living? What would happen?
You'd die.
Yeah.
And so this is why I don't take drugs. You know, I told you when I was in to see my doctor about 2 years ago, and they had a doctor of nursing asking me what drugs I take, what medications I take. And, of course, they use the word medications and not drugs. I said, I don't take any. And they said, at your age, you take none. This is exactly how she said it. At your age, you take none. And I answered her this way. At my age, I don't take any at all. Okay. And she said, we'll just see. So she went on my, she went up and she said, you don't take any. I said, that's not something I would lie about, you know.
I know. They look at you like you're some freak, you know.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. One prescription medicine creates 100 metabolic changes in the human body. If you're on two drugs, it's 100 times 100 metabolic changes. And after the first drug, medicine and pharmacists, doctors and pharmacists, they don't know what those changes are going to be. Think about how that sounds, just like Russian roulette.
Yeah, you got a point.
Yeah. So you know, I get the same thing, you know, being 61. If I go to the doctor, or I had my leg trauma recently, went to the hospital, they asked me that stuff too, and I got the deer in the headlights look from the people checking me, and you're not on anything? Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I kind of know if I was on something.
Yep. All right, I got to give the numbers out. The numbers are, folks, listen, we got it. Well, first of all, Greg in Illinois pledges 100. Jane in Georgia pledges 120. And Coach in Brunswick pledges 100. Thank you, thank you. 888-677-9673 and 888-281-1110. That's the credit card number there if you want to help us by credit card. We've really got to hear from you, because we got a short week this week, because Friday's our Christmas program, and so we won't be doing Pledge Week on Friday, but we got to hear from you. We've only got 2 days left, today and tomorrow. We really got to hear from you to make up the difference. So Again, 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. Just in the information that we're going to be giving you tonight. By the way, Wendy, I know that you're going to have to go, but right after the top of the hour, we're going to do hear from Naomi Wolf, just about a little 12-minute interview. But if you want, if you want to hear that, if not, I know you got it very early in the morning.
I do have an early appointment. What is Miss Wolf talking about?
Well, it's all got to do with the poisonous poke.
Oh boy!
And so it's going to be interesting. And well, you know, we had last night. I'm trying to remember. The feller, Reiner Fulmick, he's heading up a group of over 500 international lawyers, over 500, and they're trying to bring people like Mr. Fauci and Bill Gates and George Soros and Klaus Schwab to the international court. You know, they're trying to bring them all. They're working on this because millions of people have died. Because Fauci was making millions and millions, and Gates making millions and millions of killing people. And because of that, and of course, the entire Democratic Communist Party is, you know, and all of the fake news media, folks, one day you people out there will be amazed when you find out just how, to what extent that you have been betrayed by the fake news media. Folks, how many people are dead? It's just unbelievable. And we've been telling you, and we've been trying to tell you, and trying to tell you, and trying to tell you. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. I know we're going to be coming up to a break here in a minute. How much time do I have? Okay, so, anyhow, so Wendy, if you want to stick around, that's all right. If you want to go get your beauty sleep, we understand.
I'm going to get Brady's beauty sleep, but I did want to mention the Christmas sale that we have runs through the New Year's, the first of the year. So it's 30% off, and they can call for details or visit us on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
All righty, folks. Believe me, listen to me. Do what I did. I got stocked up. I've got all natural medicine. I believe we're going to be in for a very dark winter, a very dark winter. There's going to be shortages right now already. There's all kinds of shortages of medicine. They don't have enough for cold and flu medicines for kids, for children. Wendy's got actual natural, real natural medicine that God gave us. God gave us the natural herb. If I were you, I would give her a call. Go give that number quickly.
866-229-3663. 866-229-3663.
Okay, Wendy, we're up against a heartbreak. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Thank
I love you.
Merry Christmas. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.